Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet and Tours.
I came here to study.
To work. To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
Esto es Con los Pies en Dos Mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
Mexicans are one of New York's fastest growing immigrant groups. And so it's no surprise that the city now offers many opportunities to hear and study traditional Mexican music.
Soy pura mexicana, nacido en este suelo, en esta hermosa tierra, que es mi linda nación. Mi México querido, qué linda es mi bandera, si alguno la mancilla, le parto el corazón.
I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. The song we just heard is called Viva Mexico, or Viva Mexico. It was performed by students at the Mariachi Academy of New York at a music festival in June. With me in the studio is the director of the Mariachi Academy of New York, Ramon Ponce. Ramon, welcome to the Feet in Two Worlds podcast.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us here today.
And also in the studio are Ramon Ponce's father, Ramon Ponce Chelua. Welcome.
Thank you.
And two students, brother and sister, Dionara Reyes and Donaldo Reyes. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And they were both heard on the recording that that we just heard. Ramon, the Mariachi Academy offers free music lessons to children between 8 and 18 years old. What led you to create the Mariachi Academy?
Well, the whole idea behind the Mariachi Academy of New York was because we have our own band, our own mariachi band, Mariachi Real de Mexico, that my father and I started 21 years ago here in New York City. Every time we perform, children and people came up to us asking about the music, about the outfit, about the tradition in general. They always asked the same question, where can I learn how to play, how to sing this music?
So were these mostly Mexican children who were asking, or children of many different backgrounds?
Many different backgrounds, from all over the world. And everybody likes mariachi music, and so... we had questions from Mexican and non-Mexican kids and people. And so we started teaching some young students at my house, about four or five. And we said, why not create a program where we can teach more kids about the tradition? And that's how the whole idea of Mariachi Academy of New York came about.
So tell me a little bit about the program. You operate out of a school in East Harlem, right?
Yes. We are a nonprofit organization that we founded 10 years ago here in New York City. And at this time, we're based in at St. Paul's School in East Harlem. And it's an honor because we're part of the of El Barrio, which is a whole Mexican community right now.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about El Barrio, because El Barrio is traditionally a Puerto Rican neighborhood, and it's becoming more and more Mexican. So do you find that there are a lot of Puerto Rican kids who are learning how to play mariachi music as well, or is it mostly Mexican kids who are in the program?
Well, when we first started the program 10 years ago, we started with 40 students, and most of them were from a Mexican background. But now we have kids from all over Latin America. And we do have some Puerto Rican kids, but most of our students come from a Mexican background.
Mm-hmm. And so the classes are in Spanish then?
Yes. One of the things that we're also trying to teach is language. We're trying to keep it alive with them. And so we teach in Spanish. Sometimes we do translate things that they don't understand. Most of the time, 90% of the time, classes are giving in Spanish.
So you're basically reintroducing kids who were born in the U.S. to Mexican culture, the culture that you grew up with when you were raised in Mexico.
Yes, correct. My father has been playing mariachi music for 50 years, it runs in the family. We're a fourth generation musicians, and originally mariachi music was taught by family members, and now thanks to programs like the Mariachi Academy of New York, non-musical family members can learn how to play music.
Yeah, I would like to ask your father, actually, what is important to him in keeping the mariachi tradition alive here in the Mexican-American community in New York?
¿Qué es importante para ti para este, en mantener la tradición del mariachi aquí en Nueva York? ¿Por qué es importante para ti?
Para mí, sinceramente, el deseo y la satisfacción más grande de compartirles nuestra música, nuestras raíces, nuestra cultura a los niños.
To be able to share our music, our old culture and tradition to all these young kids.
We asked you to bring your instruments into the studio here, and I know it's not your full band because there are, what, 10 of you normally?
Yes, usually 10 musicians.
Just two of you, but we asked you to come and play a song for us. So, Ramon, what are you going to play?
This song is called Mexico Lindo y Querido. It's a very patriotic song. It talks about the beautiful country of Mexico and how proud we are to be Mexicans.
Okay, let's listen.
Voz de la guitarra mía, al despertar la mañana, quiere cantar su alegría a mi tierra mexicana. Yo le canto a sus volcanes, a sus praderas y flores, que son como talismanes del amor de mis amores. México lindo y querido, si muero lejos de ti, que digan que estoy dormido y que me traigan aquí, que digan que estoy dormido y que me traigan aquí. México lindo y querido, si muero de ti. Que me entierren en la sierra, al pie de los magueyales, me cubra esa tierra que es cuna de hombres cabales. Voz de la guitarra mía, al despertar la mañana, quiere cantar su alegría a mi tierra mexicana. México lindo y que traigan aquí, que digan que estoy dormido y que me traigan aquí. México lindo y querido, si muero lejos de ti.
So, Ramon, can you give us a sense of the lyrics of the song Mexico Lindo y Querido?
Well, it basically talks about how beautiful Mexico is, and also one of the main lines is that if I die away from you, I want them to bring me back to you, you know, back to Mexico. And just tell them that I'm sleeping and I want to come back to Mexico and die in Mexico. So, you know, so it's a very special song for us Mexicans.
And it's a song especially powerful, I'm sure, for Mexicans who are not living in Mexico, but living in New York City or
very
anywhere.
Very much, or anywhere in the world, yes.
I'd like to talk a little bit now with the two students here, brother and sister, Dianara and Dinaldo Reyes. Welcome to the podcast again. And Dinaldo, maybe you first. Now, you're 13, right?
Yes.
And tell me about the instrument that you play and how long you've been in the Mariachi Academy.
Well, I am 13, and I play the guitar. And I've been playing the guitar for 4 years, and I start to play the guitar when I entered the Mariachi Academy of New York. And there I just fell in love with the guitar, and now it's one of my passions, and I really like it.
And do you play other kinds of music besides mariachi music, or are you exclusively a mariachi player?
Since I started to play mariachi, I fell in love with guitar, and since then I started to pursue other kinds of music, and I went to study a little bit of classical music, but I mostly enjoy mariachi music.
Uh-huh. And why do you enjoy it so much?
Well, first, because it's the traditional music from my parents' land, and I learned a lot about the traditions and the music and everything that happens, and I also like the music because it kind of takes me to Mexico. I've actually never been to Mexico, but when I play, I feel like I'm in Mexico and I could, you know, just play it.
So it gives you a connection to your ancestral homeland.
Yes.
Yeah. And Dianara, you followed your big brother in his footsteps, right? And what instrument do you play?
I play the violin.
The violin. Wow. And how long have you been doing that?
I play the violin for 3 years.
For 3 years. And you're nine
years.
You're 9 years old, right? So you've been playing since you're seven?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you enjoy that? Do you like playing mariachi music?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And what about you? Do you play any other kinds of music besides mariachi?
I don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so what's the experience been like for you, other than you get to spend time with your brother? Do you enjoy the rehearsals and being with the other kids and stuff?
Yeah, I enjoyed, and I learned stuff too.
Mm-hmm. So what do you learn?
I learned songs and notes, like things that I never knew from the violin.
And do you learn something about Mexican culture as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And are your parents happy that you're in the program?
Yes.
I'll bet they are. Well, thank you both very much. We spoke to some parents, and we'd like to play some excerpts from the interviews that we did. First, let's hear from Karina Pacheco, and she's explaining why she sends her son Miguel to study guitar at the Mariachi Academy.
Well, he loves music, and I like that he gets to experience the Mexican culture. I was born in New York, but my parents are from Mexico. And my husband is from Ecuador. So he gets to experience the whole Mexican culture and see what it is. I want my son to be proud of being Hispanic and proud of being Mexican.
And Ramon, clearly you are instilling pride in a lot of people who participate in this program.
That's exactly one of the things that we want to achieve. When we first started the Mariachi Academy, our mission is not to make 120 mariachi musicians, but really to reconnect our young students through music, through mariachi music, back to their roots and also through to their families so that they feel proud of who they are and where we come from.
Why is that so important? I mean, what is going on in the Mexican immigrant community in New York that makes a program like yours necessary?
Well, in a city like New York City, you can get lost very easily because you can see people from all over the world. And if you don't know who you are or where you come from, you don't have a sense of yourself. And programs like the Mariachi Academy and many other programs, I'm sure, that teach tradition or traditional music or traditional things from different countries are very important because we as immigrants have to know our background and have to feel proud of it.
Let's listen now to another parent, Claudia Serratos, whose son Sergio Ramirez is also a student at the academy.
Actually, he's more like into rock music. But like I said, back then, you know, we couldn't afford the electric guitar classes. Now he's taking them on Fridays. But and my husband said, okay, first you learn the acoustic guitar, here's a chance where you can learn. And then it started growing into him, the music, because beginning he had not much knowledge about mariachi music.
And do you think that that's a typical story, that kids are into rock music or they're into hip-hop or something like that, and then they get introduced to mariachi music, and then they say, oh, wow, there's that too?
Yes, very much. We've had students, you know, they've heard the music in their houses, but were not really connected to it. They were listening to other things. And once they got introduced to the music, they fell in love with it. And that's exactly what we want. You know, we want them to know the music and to know who Vicente Fernandez is and who Lola Beltran is, and also to enjoy playing the music. And that's one of the things that that we ask them when we first do the audition at the beginning of the year. Do you like mariachi music? Because that's very important to us. They have to have that that feeling that they want to learn about it. And if they say yes, then we take them into the program.
But isn't it kind of a circular issue, though, where a lot of kids don't know mariachi music, so how do they know they like it until they are exposed to it in your program?
Well, we also have different presentations or things where they can actually see us perform, or they get to experience a little bit of the music, and also from their families. I mean, most of these kids are Latin American kids, and mariachi music is a very big part of our tradition and our lives.
And Donaldo, I saw you were kind of smiling when you heard that mother talk about her son who was into rock music. Was that your experience also, personally?
Well, actually, no. I actually was kind of excited that my dad told me, because every September there's a parade where the Mexican Independence, and then there's a parade, and every time that happens, I see men with shiny suits and playing the guitar, and then, you know, like every time I see that, I would tell my mom, "Ooh, I want to do that." And so when they found out about the Mariachi Academy, they signed me up and I went.
So it wasn't the music that got you first, it was the costumes.
Yes.
Right. And I wanted to ask you about that, Ramon. So when you perform and when the students from the Mariachi Academy perform, they're in traditional mariachi costumes, is that right?
Yes, they are. Uh-huh. When we do performances with my group, we're always in full outfit and full costume, even the traditional sombrero, you know, the big hat. And we also asked our students when they joined the performance group to get their own mariachi costume so that they all look the same and they feel proud of wearing the traje de charro.
And are there any kids who kind of resist that?
Yes. At the beginning, sometimes they don't want to wear it because they think that their friends are going to make fun of them or something like that. But once they wear it and they see that people applaud and they say, you know, this is great and you're doing a beautiful thing, then they want to wear it more and more. So that's very important for us.
I want to ask you a question about how the music fits into New York City and how New York has maybe influenced what you do at the Academy.
Well, as I mentioned before, one of the things that New York City has is diversity. We've done many things with different groups, even musical exchanges, you know, with salsa and mariachi, with music from the Philippines, and different things that only in New York can happen. I mean, we can here you can play along with people from India or people from China. So all the musical influence gives us a different feel of the music. So it's a very special feeling to be able to share and also to learn from other types of music.
Well, Ramon Ponce, I want to thank you very much. And thanks also to Dionara Reyes, Donaldo Reyes, and Ramon Ponce Shelwa. Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Ramon Ponce is the founder and director of the Mariachi Academy of New York. This podcast was produced by Sarah K. Kramer, Jocelyn Gonzalez, and Justin Mitchell. Engineering today by Chris Gibbons, David Rodriguez, and Nishtha Kumar. For more stories by and about immigrants, visit our new website, fi2w.org. And thanks today to Sirius XM Satellite Radio. I'm John Rudolph. Thanks for listening.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation,
with additional support from the Cyrus Fund, the Ralph E. Ogden Foundation, and WNYC, New York Public Radio.
This podcast was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV.
Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web.
We're a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Podbean, or using the Stitcher Smart Radio app.
You can help by going to fi2w.org and clicking on the support button at the top of the page.